And we're live for another episode of the Trilzerian Show. I didn't have a chance to schedule an interview this week. I just got back in town from AGF, American Grappling Federation, in Dallas, where I reffed for the first time and got to compete for free. Shout out to Brandon Quick, Chris Carlino for putting on another awesome event. AGF is one of my favorite tournaments to hit. I think that in the future they'll be giving IBJJF a run for their money. Not as big a fan of IBJJF as I am AGF. If you want to hold that against me, go ahead. No worries. But anyways, didn't have a chance to schedule an interview, like I said, so I thought I would just kind of let you guys know about some of the stuff I have coming up and some of the ways that I'm preparing for those events. Probably the biggest thing I have on the books is another professional match on the Fight to Win stage. So I'll be fighting a local brown belt in no-gi at 155 pounds. I'll be fighting Santos Vargas. I believe he's an AMA brown belt, so under the Renato Tavares affiliation. Obviously, I've got the utmost respect for all of those guys, so looking forward to a tough match where I see myself submitting Santos within the first 4 minutes of regulation. So make sure you're there. I've got tickets in hand, and you can go to cagetix.com, CAGETIX.com, for tickets online, and you can pick me as your fighter. As well, if you want to support me, there's also a lot of other OMA fighters on the card. So my little brother Tristan will also be fighting. If you want to support him or any of the other fighters, then be sure to pick their name before you finalize your purchase. But yeah, so some of the things that I do to kind of put an exclamation point on these professional match performances, because I really don't want to go out there and look flat or anything like that. I'll be doing a lot more sprints. And I like to do my sprints on the Airdyne bike, where it's lower impact on my joints, because my knees will start to hurt if I do a lot of sprinting on like turf or asphalt or anything like that. It'll start to make my hips and knees hurt. So a lot of my sprints will be on the Airdyne bike. And I think it's a lot harder, you know, because you're like in one place and you're just either racing against the clock. Or another thing that my strength and conditioning coach Luke Tyree has me do is calorie sprints. So instead of going by time or distance, he'll have me sprint away like calories. So let's say it's a 20 calorie sprint. Whereas with like 20 seconds, I know exactly how much time, but 20 calories could take, it could take 10 seconds or it could take 30 or 40 seconds, depending on how I'm feeling that day. I try to keep it like ideally around 20 seconds, if not less, you know, but, yeah, sometimes those calorie sprints are a lot harder. Anyways. That's one thing that I'm doing for my cardio. Obviously, a lot of jiu-jitsu training, as always, keeping that blade sharp. I'll also be doing a lot of strength and conditioning work. So that'll consist of a lot of kettlebell training, Turkish get-ups, goblet squats, kettlebell press, farmer's walk, stuff like that. Lots of pull-ups and push-ups, deadlifting, squatting, pressing. So all of the fundamental movements, as well as crawling, pushing and pulling sleds, hanging from pull-up bars, and just trying to be primal and get in that zone. Another way that I like to facilitate that kind of flow state, or as we call it, getting in the zone, I'll be doing a lot of mindfulness work with emphasis on focus. So whether I'll be focusing on like one specific part of the body in my mindfulness practice, which I like to do the bottoms of my feet, because then it's like as soon as the bottom of my feet touch the canvas or the mat, I'm kind of in that zone or in that flow state, which is just a technique that I use. You can focus on your hands or your head or whatever. This is just one of the mindfulness techniques that my mindfulness coach, Andy Pudcombe, has taught me. So there's that for the mind, keeping the mind sharp, the body sharp. And obviously, I'm always training at least 10 jiu-jitsu sessions a week, if not more, so that I'm keeping all of my techniques refined and keeping those blades sharp and ready to do damage and to end the fight, you know. In my last couple professional fights, I haven't got to the submission, which is always super frustrating for me, so I'll be using some different framework for my training now. I'm going to be thinking less about getting to position to attack and more like threatening submission to get position as well as threatening position to get submission. So I think that they'll kind of complement each other and open each other up, and we'll see how it goes in the cage, or not in the cage, sorry, on the big stage. So yeah, be there February 17th for the Fight to Win show. I'll be putting in all kinds of work for it. After that, I'll be fighting March 7th at AGF Nationals in Oklahoma. I'll probably be reffing that one as well, which is an interesting experience for me. I had my first experience reffing this last weekend in Dallas. Like I said, I've just gotten back from that, and it was a cool experience. I was really trying to keep everybody safe, and especially in those kids matches, you know, making sure there's no injury, since their joint capsules and everything haven't closed up all the way, their growth plates haven't finished growing, haven't closed up. So I'm trying to make sure that I'm a good ref, keeping everybody safe, making the right calls, being impartial and fair, all of those good things that we look for in a ref. So I've got a new respect for anybody that's done that job, and you'll probably see me doing that in Oklahoma City for the AGF. AGF is like one of my favorite places to compete. That and Fight to Win are two of my favorite organizations to fight for. So, I think it's a good opportunity for anybody that's looking to compete. They run a really professionally run event, and you know, I think that their rule set is one of the best. Brandon Quick really studies and makes sure that he's keeping all the rules up to date. They even make videos on YouTube for all their rules so that there's no confusion, which I like. I haven't seen anybody else doing that, so I think they're a little bit ahead of the curve on that thing. They also have a lot of good talent, like Levi Moles competes in all of the pro divisions, and he's like one of the dudes I've looked up to for a long time. I actually got to fight him a couple of weeks ago, and he took my back and choked me, which was awesome and refreshing and humbling all at the same time, and I learned a lot. So thank you, Levi, for that. I've always looked up to you, and I really appreciate the ass whooping. Looking forward to many more as we travel together and get to put these shows on. I hope that we'll get to compete and train together a whole bunch. But yeah, Levi's the shit. If you haven't seen him fight, look him up. He's also fighting in Legacy. I want to say he's one of their belt holders, but I could just be making that up. But yeah, he's awesome. All of the Brandon Quick Association guys have been really, really cool, and kind of watched out for me and helped me along the way as I'm figuring out reffing and competing and all of that stuff. So really appreciate all of my Brandon Quick fam. You guys are awesome. And yeah, I think that may be everything I have on the books as far as competition goes. So yeah, I'll just be trying to keep everything sharp, mind, body, you know, all of that stuff is gonna be on point. and I'll be ready to rock February 17th and then again in March. So be ready. If you have any questions about training or would like some advice or anything like that, my email will be in the show notes. So hit me up if you want to. You can also PayPal for private lessons and seminars. Now the PayPal is in the show notes. My Hemp Connects link is in the show notes. So any of those things you can support me with. And it's all greatly appreciated. Much love, everybody. I hope your training goes well. And we'll meet you back next week at the same time. Much love, guys. Bye.
Sponsor Spotlight.
Oklahoma Martial Arts Academy can be your home for self-defense tactics, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, mixed martial arts, boxing, Muay Thai, and much more. With classes throughout the day and week, we offer self-discipline with an accommodating schedule. For ages 3 and up, partake in classes. Be a part of the team with Black Belt Professor Seth Norman and Brown Belt Janie Meadows. All in all, great people. Make the change today. We're located inside of Key Health Fitness at 14701 North Kelly Avenue in Edmond, Oklahoma. Or you can call us at 405-816-7242. See you on the mats. Oss!
Shout out to the awesome folks at Hemp Connects, my CBD sponsor out of Boulder, Colorado, run by Matt and Courtney Chandler, awesome people with a vision for health and wellness. A few of the products that I use every day are the tincture oil, ranging from 500 to 1,000 milligrams of full-spectrum CBD. You just apply a few drops under the tongue and you're ready to go. I like to do it at the beginning of my day and at the end of my day to help sleep, to help mood, as well as inflammation and things like that. Another option are the chill pills, which come in a pack of 30, 25 milligram active CBD capsules. Awesome if the oil is not your thing, so those are really good as well. Also, I like the Agape Body Spray, which is a topical rub that is hemp-infused with 500 milligrams of CBD, really good for localized pain. So check them out at hempconnects.com/jiu-jitsu. Awesome people with a great cause. Thank you.
All right, everybody, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Back to Ellis Chiropractic.
My name is Dr. Jeff Ajazi. I'm a practicing chiropractor in Edmond, Oklahoma. I've been practicing for a little over 8 years. My practice is at 3560 South Boulevard, Suite 100. Come check us out. We're here to take care of you.
We just wanted to plug Green Strength real quick. The founder of Green Strength, Lucius Christopher Tyree, did I say that right?
The fourth.
Any nutritional or strength and conditioning needs, he is the physical culturist around here. So be sure to hit him up, pick his brain, follow him on all of his social media stuff. He shares dope shit all the time.
You guys can find me on Instagram. It's Green Strength IV, as in Green Strength 4. And then my website is greenstrengthhq.com. And you can find me there. You can reach out if you ever have any questions or anything. And holler at me.
So, yeah, that's a wrap.